Thank you, David. You had 1 minute to go. I'd like to introduce another David to provide a private sector perspective. David Henderson, who's the managing director of XPV, am I getting that right? XPV Capital Corporation, a leading investment firm dedicated to investing in high growth water companies.
So I'll certainly start off by echoing Tim's comment that it's kind of hard to follow when you've got so many experts in the room, especially myself in particular, because I'm a fairly recent newbie to the water world. We really launched into water about 5 years ago as XPV, and prior to that I was always in the private equity side, investing in other industries and predominantly technology-driven. So it gives me a bit of a unique perspective because I'm rather new to the industry, and I went through a sort of a journey to get to where we are today. And I got to tell you, I have many friends in the audience here now, and they all know I am an optimist by nature, so I get pretty excited about things. And I'm very excited about the future of water. And I'm very excited about the future that Canada can play in that continuum. Now, but let me take a step back. I got very scared when I first started looking into this industry because I read the reports like we've all read. I think I'm going to have some of those recurring nightmares tonight after seeing some of the presentations today and hearing about some of the things that are going on. But I got scared, and then I got the advantage as being an investor is we started to look at the other spectrum, that is, what's going on the technology side? What are other solutions going out there? I've managed to travel the world. I've been to China and India. I've been to Singapore. I'm seeing different views. One of the things we did as an investment firm looking at water, we had a different kind of dialogue. We went and met with the big companies, including the oil and gas companies, the pulp and paper companies, the various industries, trying to understand, you know, how they view and how water is valued in their processes and what are the things that go into that process. And what we discovered is there is an incredible opportunity to invest capital in companies that are developing solutions and technologies that create a win-win. And this is really the message I want to leave is, you know, in terms of a vision for Canada. I think we have an incredible opportunity, and it's been mentioned a few times already because the stars are aligning. And in water in particular, and it may even be more powerful than even in energy, is the alignment between implementing technologies and new solutions and aligning with what we want to do in terms of protecting our environment and reducing the water footprint and doing those various good things that we all care about. And so what I want to sort of leave you with is a couple sort of key messages and give you an example of, you know, how this can work and end it with a little summary and how that ties back into some of the work we've done with the Ontario government with the Ontario Water Opportunities Act. So let me take a step back. So we all got these different angles that we come at this challenge with. There's legal issues, there's policy issues, there's political issues, there's social issues, there's environmental issues, there's economic issues. And I think one of the challenges I saw early on certainly was, you know, we all come from our different perspectives and we all come from our position in the corner, and we end up sort of fighting each other, and we really don't make much progress. You know, it's kind of like it's a very Canadian thing, right? You know, we just sort of, you know, nip around the edges and don't come together to collaborate, you know, and find that middle ground so we can move forward. And I think that's been one of the challenges that I've seen in the water sector in particular, because there's a lot of good views, and no view is necessarily right or wrong, but we don't seem to get common ground. And I think what I've seen for the first time is there is common ground amongst those views. And I think I want to encourage that we start to have a new dialogue, right? I represent the private sector, obviously. We're a venture capital firm. We invest in companies. Our goal is to make money for our investors. But our investors are also large institutions. They're pension funds. They're people that care about not just, you know, the returns, but also the sustainability of the investments you're making. So there's motive there to move a little in terms of a more sustainable type investment platform. But the other side of it, too, is I see the opportunity on the political side and on the social side and on the legal side. There's a will now to look at these things, how they can align. And I think one of the silver linings in the great big financial crash that we just experienced in 2008, it has created another challenge in terms of water, and it's created another dialogue, and that is how are we going to finance all this infrastructure? How are we going to pay for all of these great things that were paid for in the past? You know, governments are, you know, they're in trouble. They have deficits. They're running up big debts. You know, so suddenly the old mechanisms that allowed us to do a lot of the things, you know, and the great privilege we have in North America in terms of the water and the way it gets delivered to our taps and all the rest of that is suddenly, you know, in question. And so that's starting a whole new dialogue as well. How are we going to do this? And it's very interesting, you know, you start to look at it and you start to align, you know, okay, well, let's think of the economic issues. So, you know, we've had a lot of job losses. We've had a lot of tax losses. We've had a lot of issues around that. We want to do good for the environment because that's really important. You know, we got to care about our planet. I've got two beautiful young girls as daughters, and I care about, like, what is going to be like in 20 years? What is it going to be like in 30 years? So how do we bring those together? And I think there is a way to do it. And what I'm really excited about is what we're doing in Ontario, I think, is partly a step in that direction. And I think that's what's exciting. And let me give you a clear example. So there's a company that we invested in called EnviroTower. It actually does technology that works with cooling towers. Now, you may not know this, but on top of most buildings, even in Canada, but in particular in the U.S., there's these giant cooling towers. They're the second largest user of fresh water behind agriculture. Okay, and the way that process works is we, and typically in North America, we take, you know, water from our rivers and lakes and we move them into a treatment system. We spend billions of dollars in chemicals and energy to pump that water, and then we pump it up to a tower. Okay, and then we add all sorts of, you know, we've got this nice clean water that went up to the tower. Then the traditional incumbent technology has been to add a whole bunch more chemicals to allow that tower to, you know, do the things it's doing without creating biological problems, corrosion problems, you know, the different things you have to deal with when you have a water-based process. And then, you know, eventually the tower cycles a few times, right? And you have the evaporation come off. And what happens is the chemicals concentrate. And they got to now blow that concentration down into the sewer system. Then we pump that water back to a wastewater treatment plant. And then we spend billions of dollars again using energy and other chemicals to clean that water up so we can discharge it back into the process. When you start to think about that, that's not very, you know, that's not a real smart way of cooling our buildings. And it may have been, you know, the unintended consequences of, you know, back then when they were designing these processes and all the rest of it. So along comes this Ontario company that develops a technology that allows you to retrofit existing towers. And I think that's very important. Like, it's not, we can't be just talking about, you know, what the future is going to be and what the future, you know, water plant's going to look like and how that system's going to look like. There's a lot of infrastructure and there's a lot of things already out there that if we're going to address this problem, we've got to address both. And there's potentially even a bigger problem in the sunk infrastructure that's out there than necessarily the new things we're building. So they come along, they have a technology, you can retrofit onto this tower, and guess what? It dramatically reduces the chemicals by about 80%, saves about 10% of the energy, and recycles about 25% of the water in that building, right? You start adding up those numbers. In certain places, you don't have to build plants because that's how much water these cooling towers consume, right? And so you think about what's the outcome of that, right? So here you go, you've got a technology that has a clear value proposition back to the building owner, so they save money. Because it's costing less than chemicals, it's costing less than energy, and in some places now, especially in the southern U.S., it's costing a lot less than water, which is becoming very important. But at the same time, they're reducing the water footprint, drastically reducing the water needs, so that water can be shifted to other uses, whether it's agriculture or other needs in society. It's a much better environmentally friendly impact on the system because you're removing a lot of those toxic chemicals. So it's better for the municipal treatment plants in terms of, you know, what they have to treat and capacity and all the rest of that. And then the final point is it's great for the economy. This is a little company that's growing at 300% a year in the recession. They're hiring people. They're hiring, you know, high value add. We had a little discussion about that earlier here. Value add jobs. These are engineering jobs. You know, these are high paying, very valuable positions. And so they're hiring these people and they're growing and they're going to hopefully grow to be a very sizable company, just like historically we've seen in the Xenons and the Trojans of the world in terms of growing up and they pay taxes and all those wonderful things. So I think it's an example of how these different areas and stakeholders can come together and talk about, you know, how do we, you know, I think it no longer should be the economy or the environment, or it should be politics or the environment, or it should be, I think I want to inject, and this would be sort of my final sort of note I want to leave you with, I want to sort of propose a sort of vision in Canada in terms of our discussion, and it should be the economy and the environment. It should be politics and the environment. There's ways forward, and we have common ground and things we can do to move this agenda forward and be successful. And I think that's what I'm excited about. So thank you very much.